The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
The way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. Though your ways are not no more known in the midst of men, but you are revealing your ways again. You are bringing men back to the pathway to Zion. Way of life. Way of glory. We choose the pathway. We stand together here this morning, O God, representing this generation, to say the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. The way of the Lord is exalted. The way of the Lord is on high. Highway and highway of the Lord. A way free from ravenous beast. A way free from like the lion. Free from every corruption. Free from stumbling. Is the way we have chosen this morning. The way of the Lord. That the thing has plagued the nations will not be able to plague us. That highway is an exalted way. Divorce is not there. It's not there. Enduring marriages is not there. Bearing marriage is not there. It is life abundant. It is abundance of life. What is this abundance of life? Power to fulfill divine purposes. Divine intentions. That's why we choose today, Father. We choose together with your people. We choose together. We say in our hearts. That's where we choose. That's where we want to pass through. That's the way we want to pass through. That's the gateway you are opening to us. We thank you. For this is available. We give you all the glory this morning again. We want to appreciate you, Jesus. We appreciate you, Lord, our Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being in our midst here this morning. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for stirring our hearts to that holy worship. For helping us to ascend by praises to heaven. And I saw a smoke that came, a cloud that came upon this assembly this morning in this praise. Thank you for you are pleased. Something has touched your heart this morning. We thank you for granting us that privilege. We thank you, Lord. Amen. We welcome to this morning's meeting. What I see God really doing in this time is I see Him strengthening us to raise standards, to raise a platform where we can tread in, we can walk in, this generation can walk in and they will be saved. That does that, God does that from time to time. You know, raising standards, raising pathways. No, removing stumbling stones. Things that can cause men to stumble. That can stop men from the way of righteousness. Hallelujah. And I know that you are hearing with your heart and you are believing with your heart and you are putting yourself into these things. Not only for ourselves alone, but to raise up a standard for this generation. To tell them this is the only way you can walk in that will be saved. If you walk otherwise, you will stumble. We don't want a way in which 100 pass through and only 2 survive. You understand what I'm saying? We don't want a way in which 100 pass through and only 2 survive. We want the way and highway of the Lord that is distinctly separated. Distinctly separated and safe for everyone that walk in it. We want you to be saved. Part of the expression, hidden salvation, is preservation. We want you to come in saved and be preserved, saved. We want you to have a joy in your heart, the joy of the hope of God. That joy of the heart that tells you, I'm finishing strong. I'm finishing strong. Not the place of dimness, not the place of anguish, where you're not sure of tomorrow. When the hope shines to your heart, it gives you strength. It gives you an anchor. Gives you security. It tells you you're finishing strong. You're not crashing by the wayside. I am come that they may have life and have it more abundantly in every state you are. That's what we preach and we tell men. That's what God has shown to us. You can please God in every state you are. I am come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. You will have it. Not just life, you will have it more abundantly. You will have it to the dimension where no killing, stealing, or destruction of the enemy will be able to thrive in your life. To a dimension where corruption is swallowed up. That's why God is opening this dimension. I thank the Lord for it. It's good for us. Hallelujah. I say it's good for us. I'm sure you're going to get back to these materials and go over them. They become permanent materials with us in this house. And we expect you to walk in them. Amen. Praise the Lord now. Very soon we will make some compilation of some messages in the house there where we have to give to everyone that comes in here for the first time. Give to them to go and listen to and let your heart tell you, I believe in this. Though I may not be doing it now, but I believe in it. Hallelujah. Last week, we were talking together here on the stages. Let's leave now. How do we escape the things that we're talking about this morning? And Nika said, God forbid, this should not be mentioned in the household of faith. You see, when the foundation is destroyed, there's nothing, it's the righteous, there's nothing you can do. It's disarmed. The only thing is, now that he has come, what answer does life have to give? But that it will not appear at all. Then let's walk in the standards that he saved. Are we in the house, please? Then we can stand together and stand now to prepare a pathway for those who are coming in and tell, okay, you have been falling, you have been down there, you are sick there, you have been, okay, there's a hope for you. But God has used your life as a demonstration of what he can do. We all have our past. We all have it. But the good news is that life can come in and consume the old together and bring a newness completely out of it. Hallelujah. So we were looking at before you make or accept a proposal. And I'm teaching this on Sunday because I know on Sunday nearly everybody will be around. And I've made it a special teaching and I don't want to teach for few. Okay? Are we together? And so, let's see how far we can go on this. Today. Continue from where we stopped last Sunday, I won't repeat that again. Now, what we are saying is that marriage can be distraction if grace does not come into it. Marriage can be a distraction. And it has been distraction in many, many cases. What was ordained for blessing has become a major problem, a major issue. Do you understand what we're saying? Paul says that you may give yourself to the Lord without distraction. So he advised the singles then, you can do without marriage and be like me. But we know that a man is not better by his estate. He's better by the Lord. So it is neither marriage or not marriage. It is the Lord. It is neither circumcision that pleases God. No circumcision, but a new life, a new creature. So we discover that when life comes into singleness, becomes when purpose comes to singleness, it becomes defined, becomes strength. We know there are several single people here and there who are useless, who are irresponsible. And the writer has labeled them irresponsible. Go get married. So marriage becomes the emblem of responsibility. Are we right? Are we together? So that the life you were living as a single person in Christ, you can gender towards more abundant life in marriage. We're saying that these things are necessary to avoid the distractions that Paul talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. That you may be able to render yourself to the Lord without distraction. Please. Apply yourself totally. If you know in your heart, I have part in this hope. There are people in church who doesn't have anywhere they are going. All they want is just enjoy themselves a little bit on the earth here and just be okay. Anybody can just, is he okay? It's okay. They are okay. They don't care about heavenly evaluation. They don't care about pleasing the Lord. Their duty is not about fulfilling God's purpose in life. They can afford to manage up with distractions. But if you want to do that, if you want to fulfill God's purpose in life, you must plan to do it without distraction. Let's lay aside every weight and sins that doth so easily be that. Let's run the race with patience, a race set before us. We must be set to run the race. And you know, in a race, you don't start running the race or start preparing for the race when the race is starting. Is that not true? When you're going to just go for a marathon race or for an Olympic race, you'll have gone to training to get yourself fit, because it's not just a race. It's just a moment race. And at the end of the race, prize will be given. And there will be a replay of the race. You don't have a chance to improve on the race. The race is called for you to show forth then and be rewarded. So you get set, you get a training, and get yourself fit for the race. No man strive for mastery, does it law or without law, or lawfully. If any man strive for mastery, does it lawfully, or else is not crowned. So nobody will ever plan to run this race, to end with Christ, to end in glory, without sitting down and telling myself, I have to be serious. I must do this lawfully. So it is the drive for lawful crowning that moves our heart to say the things we say. It's not because we just want to sit down somewhere and blow some things. No. No. It's that it must be done lawfully. Hallelujah. Am I with you? Are you back home? Amen. So we look at before you make your asset proposal. So that is why this part becomes relevant. Or else marriage becomes another thing. But because God wants it to engender to more life. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, mommy was saying this, man. Mommy was saying that. Yeah, I will emphasize it again. That before any proposal is made, it is right for you to know your medical status. It's right for you to know. It's right for you to be aware of. It's not because we are trying to look into your carnal self. No. But because this marriage will also require your carnal fitness to a dimension. So we're not saying go back to the old man. Not what we're saying. But since you are expected to walk in it sincerely and honestly, and that is your life, you cannot be insincere, cannot be dishonest. It's abnormal. It's not part of the life you have received. Are we in the house, please? It's good. It's normal. Like somebody who got married one of them sometimes, and he found out after he was married that he was impotent, and he said he never knew. Otherwise, when he was growing up as a young person, he thought it's because he got born again very young. Because he had self-control that he was not moved with women or with ladies or with sisters. Now he said that, and I feel it may not be lie. But he never knew that there's need to also know that I'm also medically unfit. It's not a medical test in that manner. Are we in the house, please? Am I with you? Are we together? Because that is one of the requirements needed to be a wife or a husband. It's not carnal. It's part of the arrangement. So you must be fit before you can have the right to go into that. And it does not mean that you should test it and try it and know that I'm fit. No, you just know that you are okay. You just know yourself. You just know that I am at least fit biologically as a male, as a female. We're not talking about what is inside your system now. I'm talking about being fit for the one flesh expression. So shall a man leave his father and his mother, shall cleave unto his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So it is expected that in every marriage there is a sex union. That union must also be there. Okay? Are we together, please? If there's no fitness for that, then there's no place for marriage. What it means is that an impotent man cannot get married. A woman that is not fit for sex cannot get married. I think that's clear to us, please. I went in the house, the ground is too holy for that. The blood group is necessary. It was not there in the old past, because there was no knowledge of that. You only work in the level of knowledge you had. Now that there's knowledge of that, there are families that have been torn apart by that. You know that. Having four stillbirths and not knowing why, because you don't know the resource factor. Having three SS and they are believers. Don't say, my faith. Don't say that. They are believers, Holy Ghost filled, and they also believe that they will have a good marriage and good home and good children. And they have three assets. Now, there's need to be aware of those things before you make a proposal. And that's why we're saying friendship is necessary, it's compulsory for you. Not dating. Friendship. Come on, say it's not dating. Say it again. Not dating. Friendship. Friendship as brethren. 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 Not dating. We have enough language in scriptures to use. Let's vomit out all those Western language that is not defined. Let's not say I'm dating her. You don't know what we don't even know the boundary. Because those who establish that word, they don't give the boundary. The boundary belongs to whosoever is holding it. It's like the man holding a bed in his ear. A child holding a bed and said to the old man, is he alive or dead? He was going to tell them because he's a wise man that was respected in the land. And he wanted to just prove that this man is not as wise as they think he is. And he said, is it alive or dead? And the man looked at him, look at this young boy, this small boy, like fullness. He wants to play on the father sometimes. And the man said, it's in your hand. You can make it alive or you can make it dead. Those Western languages like that. It's in your hand. It's what you make it to be that it is. But God's own culture is defined, is clear. So stay within the confines of God's culture and live there. Are we right, please? You can use their suit. Don't use their language. Use their tie. Use their shoes. But don't buy the language. Don't buy the nature. Are we right, please? Are we together? So, it's right to know those things. Know your blood group. Know your resource factor. Know whatever. In our days, we thought those things doesn't matter. And mercy sometimes has to just work for us. I'm telling you, we use faith for many things. And it's true, God speaks. Faith speaks, God says, and it's right. But you can prepare your mind for challenges ahead of you. If God is still saying, go ahead. Are we right, please? If you have prayed, and you said, that's the way I'm going, I can't have, it is true, the result of my pastor is like this, but we won't have stibat. But if the stibat comes, you will know that something went wrong somewhere. And I'm saying, no. It don't be as if the one that was killing, no. You just know that something was there. I was believing God is not going to happen. It has happened. Okay, let's go ahead. It prepares your mind to confront what is ahead of you. And you don't deal with them in ignorance. You don't push all things to... I know it's the devil doing it all in any way. But it's not that one's not a work of wishes. It's an issue of biological status. Are we right in the house, please? There are places, in churches, you know, in places where poor they walk in ignorance and they fight devil for every small thing in their life. And you can pray 40 days, 40 nights there, and nothing will happen because it's inside of you. Only God, by supernatural means, can alter that. Right? Don't assume too much of yourself. Don't take to yourself to feel me. Don't say that. Okay? Are we right in the house, please? So, know that for every intending husband and wife, every woman, maturing person is good when you have the chance to check those things, check them. Okay? What did I say? Now, I only checked my blood group when I did microbiology. So, one of my laboratory classes we had to do our blood groups. I did my own at that time. I can be so assumptive in many issues, but I know it's not right. I know it's not right. Okay? Are we right, please? It's not right. So I won't tell you to do all I'm doing. Okay? I will tell you what is right. If I'm not completely right. Are you hearing me? I will raise God's standard for you and what I need is secure for you. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. People will think, a pastor does not, it's not, it's saying faith, there's no faith. I understand faith. Okay? I'm only telling you that you prepare your heart. When the people say they were going to check the land, to check out if the Anakins were there and so on and so forth, I check it out and see if it's as good as it was, they went to go and check it out. But when they saw the Anakins there, they said, we can't take the land. Can you see that? So it's not their going that was the problem. It was their heart that had a problem. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Then I was going to say to us that before you make or accept proposals, please also make consultation with men of repute. Don't do the boss approach, the bus stop approach. As I saw, and the Lord spoke to me. And I just knew it was the Lord. God cannot lie. He's my God. And you are telling her, as I'm just here now, God is saying to me, you are my wife. That's not proper. It's the Holy Ghost. Right? I know your charismatics and your whatever. It's not proper. Some things are improper. It's not a matter of, it's not proper. It's not courteous. And it's not safe. If anyone does that to you, just tell the person. It may not have been cultured. That's not cultured. It's not polite. Are we right in the house, please? You must always create room for interaction. Space for patience. Marriage is not a thing you jump at one day. So I just feel that I don't even have anything stopping me from going with you to the altar now. If you are ready for that, I have the faith for it. You see, there are brags in the heart of young ones. And when major issues comes up, you'll be the first one to doubt. If God has spoken. Hallelujah. Am I with you, please? What did I say? Yeah, so I mean, make consultations. Tell, if you are in a church that has pastor, and you are under a pastor, tell the pastor, tell the marriage committee, inform them. Follow that procedure. Don't agree before you tell them. If you have a mentor, tell your mentor, let him pray with you. Let him pray for you. Are you hearing me? Am I with you? Am I within the house, please? Don't be a rascal. Don't do that. Not many of them survive the waves of the sea ahead. Not many of them. Because when we grow up this way, when we grow up as children, there are a lot of things that want to burst out in us. Just tell it, that nature, you can't behave this way. Some minds are rebellious by nature, or they don't care about order. He's born again. He's tongue talking. Even Samson, that so much as I drive for women and for the one he wants to get, he still remembered to tell the mother, to tell the parents, I saw a woman in Timnath, a daughter of the Philistine. He defied, he saw the lady, he didn't tell the lady, I am going to marry you. He knew where the lady came from. It's a Philistine, it's in Timnath, it's a location there, and I want her. I want her. Go get her for me. Now, he may not be saying, go ahead and tell the parents. They used to do that in those days. But he's not saying to them, you need to be aware of my intentions. If you feel your mother or your father is a witch, I don't want to tell him or her. If you tell her, it will block the way. I'm not saying you go ahead to tell her. But you must also have mothers and fathers. I can guide you. Don't give your word before you tell them. I just feel it. It's kind of feeling. That feeling is not healthy. I have my liberty. You are not. Anybody who is free under a law is a lawless person. It's under another law. It's called the law of sin and death. Everybody is under a law. You may not accept it. Am I with you in the house, please? Am I coming hard? Old fashioned? I want to make... I see God raising a people that has weight. That has... Not flimsy people. Pentecostal is not rascality. Hallelujah. So I saw a woman there in Timnath. Go get her for me. And why are you going to go for a Philistine? Why are you going to go for a Philistine? They will make you see what you will not be able to see by yourself. The thing that your lust has covered. Have you seen that? Have you seen that? Son, hold on. Son, don't say it for now. Son, pray more about it. When you see them saying that, and for years you have proved them, and you have proved that they are people of repute, then hold on and obey them. Obey them. Don't do as if I don't get married this year, the whole world will come to an end. God said to me this year, say, and they are slowing me down. God spoke to me on the 1st of January. I had a voice of God, clearly. We're not doubting that. But let your heart just know that it's just 1 year. You're going to get married for how many years on the earth? So what you are going to eat and eat and eat and you'll be tired of eating. Don't rush into it, okay? I want the house together, please. To tell your pastor, tell your mentor, tell your parents, you just put them here. If you have confidence, people you have tested, you have trusted, you can confide in them, and then keep on praying with you. You need prayer, you need guidance. You need prayer, you need guidance. Because it's the thing we get into, and our emotion is also involved. Are you hearing me now? Am I with you, please? Now, marriage involves your spirit, soul, and body. So most of the time, even when God reveals something to you, a woman to you, and you didn't like her, a time will come, you must like her. A time must come, she steers you on. She should steer you on. So it's not that you are carnal, that you are being steered on. It's normal. For whosoever should be your wife, should be that way to you. And that feeling can block your sight. Accept that it can block your sight, can cast sand or dust on your sight. So you need men that will blow your eyes. Are we in the house, please? Am I with you in the house, please? Yeah, we need that. And please do that. And it will be well with you. Amen. I said it will be well with you. I'm too sure of that. It's going to be well. It's going to be well. It's going to be well. It's going to be well with us together. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Are you noting my points? This message will be there for us to go through again. I say, avoid the Mr. Nice or Mrs. Nice offer of gift or help before proposal. Avoid the Mr. Gift, the Mr. Nice and the Mrs. Nice offer of gifts. Some people, the way they buy you into a proposal is to give you gifts into it. A brother has never been close to you before. He has been in church or anywhere. He just comes around. Next time he's coming. Sister, how are you? God bless you. I just want to buy this for you. Drop it for you. You take it for the first time. 2 weeks time, he's coming back again. Drop it on that one. And some people, their heart is bought into that. When the proposal is going to come, they have been bought already. It corrupts your judgment. He told the judges of Israel, don't take gifts. Gifts is powerful. Don't say I'm spiritual. Gift will corrupt your judgment. Let the gifts remain on the level of sister, brother. What it will do for you normally as a sister or a brother in the house, please. That you know so you can do for somebody else. It's what you allow. Not whatever is just to your reserve alone. It's just for you. You're special. Am I in the house, please? Or it's not engaged to you. You're not even a proposal. It's a, I love you. And you know in your mind that love is, I love you. Say it's not like a sister. It's love. Or brother's love. He has a connotation in his mind. Am I talking to you? You don't need it. Before a proposal. Even when you know, don't encourage it. It will bait you. It will draw you. It will lure you. Let it be the love of the brethren. Let me tell you, in a place where that love and at God is going to help us by grace here, it's going to be cultivated. Are you hearing me? The love of a brother and sister is a sweet, beautiful love. But because the church is afraid of sin, they shut it out. So everybody become a slave of love. So when you say, brother, I came and said, I'm give me a part, or hold your hands, it's special to you. Something inside of you gets destabilized. You almost begin to run riot because nobody ever held your hands before. There are people in the house, when they start coming to the house, I will hold their hand this way, they'll be withdrawing it. Holy man of God. I just want, it's not, you are not healthy, you're not okay. Are we in the house, please? If they teach that in churches, it's not correct. Holding your hand does not put you in bed. It's not, there's nothing there. You should be healthy to shake hands, to laugh, to smile. You don't need that, especially from a brother, to make you feel now you should be a wife. Now, if you lack it before, let me tell you, every woman heart wants affection. When somebody shows it to you, you'll be glued. I can greet you, check you, pat 100, and go away and not, no instinct of anything. Because I've done that over and over. It makes nothing than the affection of moment. But when you don't do it normally, if you try one day, you'll be going home and... Now, if you feel that, that's not the way everybody is. And don't tell yourself lie to feel, that's the way everybody feels. Because that's what you are feeling. It's because you are not healthy, you are not old. Something has been damaging you. Are we together? Avoid those special cares. Before proposal, don't give way for it. Don't encourage it. Decide to live healthy. Decide to just tell yourself, I want to be healthy. Before, during, after, I want to be healthy. I won't give place for distraction. I won't give place for a moment to even be feeling, am I right or wrong? Because you have been swapped. You have been drawn. You are trying to find your path back. Something has taken over me. And somewhere we just say, oh, he's falling in love. Let's go just arrange for marriage. He can't cope anymore. He's gone. Not that pull like that one. Just, oh. Next year is too long for them. They can't stay the next year anymore. They have entered into processes that are they can't stand. If they want to wait for next year, they won't be in faith again. So let's quickly. Yes, you can do that. And you can do that. You must plan to be healthy. You must plan to have your spiritual and body preserved. And be intact to offer the Lord at all. It is possible if you imbibe the culture. Are we right in the house, please? Hallelujah. I was talking about before you make or accept proposal. Can you see that these things are... They're off job for you now. How many of you here have not accepted a proposal? Let me see your hand. Or you are not in any waiting for marriage. It means you are not yet in a courtship, as we call it now. Okay? Let me see you in the house here. Yeah? Boldly do that if you know you are not in one. Or the person is here and you are afraid. Will you deny me in the face of all? Let me see your hand up very well. Okay, I'm not even going to count your face and see. You should be bold to do that. You must know when you have done that. You must, everything in your life must be defined. I am in this. I am in this. These are the requirements. These are the demands. That's how to be healthy. I don't even know. There are some who never know until they have 5 children. They will never know what they are doing. I don't even know what it is. Should I even go ahead and not go back? And every moment he's taking step. I don't even know what is going wrong with this. Until you get to the altar, he doesn't know what is wrong. It's not, the will is not, the will has not been this, has not been, the, no, has not been treated to discern what is the right or what is the will of the Lord. It's part of it. It's salvation. It will show when you start all these things. If you are not, if you have not gotten to those dimensions, it will show. You won't know what to do. You will be confused. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's just today go a little bit into making a proposal. I think I've said that before. I've talked about making a proposal before. For example, in this place, now we have a marriage committee. Any church you belong to, there must be a system there. Don't say it's too tedious. If as long as you are there and you have been there before that time, and you didn't run away. If that's the only that will make you run away, something's wrong with you. All the years you have been there, and you didn't feel, don't have spirit. You didn't feel they are not making me to grow. It now comes to the issue of marriage. You want to run away. You can manage and cope with all things there. You can't cope with that procedure of marriage. Something's wrong with you. Is that okay? If that place is wrong, it don't be that issue that will be wrong there. There will have been things in the place that will have scared you and send you away. But you could cope with all of them. Now marriage comes and you can't cope. If you have gone through that, like you said there, let the marriage community be aware of your intention. Don't go and say it. Because of many things we have said this morning. Can you see now? Huh? Tell them, they will tell you what you should do. Okay? And they will guide you in all the steps involved. Hallelujah. So let's share a little bit about what happens from proposal to taking a wife. And as the place Mama read this morning about Joseph. In the culture, once you get, you accept proposal, at that point, you are not the only one that's aware. Remember, you have told some people now. They have told you this, that, that. They have told you, I feel God is there. I think what you are saying in your heart, I will feel it also with you. And like that. They are already aware. So your proposal is not anything private anymore. It's not between you alone. To an extent, your family, to a dimension, is aware. Are you with me, please? So it's not something you are doing in a bus, on a road, in a motor park, in a bus stop. No. They're really aware of it to a great extent. There, it is assumed that even those who are not aware at that moment will be aware along the line that you are already in an engagement. Am I with you, please? Are we right? Are we together, please? They're already aware of that. It means you can't put her away or put him away alone. You can't. That's why it looks like he's already married. You can't do that alone. The procedure of putting her away itself. That was why this guy was going to put her away privately. He was going to do a silent thing among his people and so forth. And not announce it. Just the society there will have known that something is happening. Are we right, please? So the next thing they have in view is taking a wife. Like Christ said, that the angel said, take unto thee Mary thy wife. It didn't say to be wife, thy wife. It means that in proposal, it's assumed to be a wife already, not yet taken. And if the wife is not yet taken, you don't have the right to sleep with the wife. Can you see that? That's why in the culture, the space between that proposal and taking a wife is always very short. It's not very, very long. It's not a thing you do in part one and you open bed, but part four, after service. Part seven. Let's see what is going to happen. No, you don't do it in view. You do it with marriage in view. Because it's a business. It should be done as a business. Something you are, it's not something you are, it's just one of the things by the side. And let's just see how it plays out. That's what you do. Is that not what we do here? Are we right? God spoke to me, but let's see, I believe you will be. But in your heart, you are still, let's see how it plays out. When you're going for marriage, it's like you're going to the market to go and buy things in the market. Do you get there and roam around? When you go to market, how do you behave? You know what you are looking for. You go. If you're going to buy something, somebody is greeting you there. He's wasting your time. It's like that. It's something you do with focus and purpose. Take time to build your friendship. You'll find that those things will not be difficult anymore. When I say friendship, not particular person, friendship, kingdom friendship. Are we right? And God will help us to do that. I think you are buying the vision of the friendship thing in God now. If you never add interest, it will save your neck. It will keep your feet. It will make you whole. Hallelujah. So, in the same way, the procedure for taking a wife should be short. It should not be a long journey. If you have taken enough time before proposal, have you seen now? All this we said here can take you months and years to see praying and do consultations here and there, and seeing your heart, seeing things work out, and so on and so forth. Yeah, you say, but if it gets, what if that person just gets engaged? You can't be on an issue and be praying on and be seeking direction on it and have a focus on it. God also, we are all spirits now. If God has said something to you and it's not saying to the other person, somebody must make a mistake. You have an idea of it. And if your love is sincere and pure, she will know that if something is in this matter, it will come up. Am I right with you, please? I say we have the same order. Pick and go. You hear that? If you have the same order, pick and go. The two of you cannot be patient. She wants. She is ready. Pastor, we are on the road. Any brother there? We can't wait for no Lord. Right? Let's take marriage issues more serious, okay? Hallelujah. You will see that when you go through that procedure, the life you live in the marriage also will be guided. You have that thing has evolved in you a culture of diligence. I know something now. Has evolved in you a culture of diligence. You will apply that culture to everything you do. In taking out the wife, making the right, you will task the same diligence. When you are frivolous, you apply the same frivolity to all things you do. Because you are never cultured. Hallelujah. So, you have the conviction. You have the other thing set. You have made all investigation that is needed from God, from whatever, prayers and whatever. You have the consent is given. And the church or whatever system you go get in is already involved in that and the proposal is on. All that is in it is preparing for marriage. Hallelujah. I call it preparation for marriage. It's not preparation to know yourself. You will know yourself all through life like that. Okay? In that preparation for marriage, other things come in. You keep on talking together. You keep on seeing many things. Like always talking about, you know, more things that need to be unveiled. Secrets. And we come along the line because you are open. Am I with you, please? You can't be together for 1 hour talking. That and not talk about ourselves. We don't really talk about politics alone. We share things that are among us. And in the midst of that, not because I want to ask you a question or whatever, we talk out. The heart is open. The heart is already coming together as one mind. And nothing will be hid. Are we right, please? You will know yourself along the line, on and on and on. You still have many years to know yourself more. But already you have gotten enough that you needed for faith to take a step. Are we together, please? Are we right? So the next process is taking a wife. It's going through the processes. That should be the view. And like I said, that is not marriage. You are not yet married. You have found a wife. You have found an husband. You are not married. Because we have teachers in the past that says to you, once you agree together, your husband and wife now, everyone already sees you. Everyone also acknowledges man's institutions. Power belongs to God. Are we in the house, please? And God also institute or allow powers. He allow governments. He said, pay your dues to the government. Don't say, now we are under spiritual government. I don't care about the Nigerian government. They can arrest you and punish you and God will not deliver you. And your suffering will be just and right. And Peter said, when you are going through that, don't complain. Drink it as a cup of tea. But when you are going through the one that is not normal, they will pray for you, that God will have mercy on you. But the one you did by him, by disobedience, get it right and make it a good tea and biscuit. Hallelujah. So, now let me say this to us, that if we have fulfilled the place of the church life, this part will be easy for us. But when we don't walk in the church life, which I'm going to talk a little about, then you are going to be under heavy sexual infatuation. It's the most tempting stage of your relationship. It's the most tempting stage. Because the truth that you love this person, before you didn't like her because God said it, but now you are liking her. And liking her, you will like her spirit, you like her soul, you like her body. Are we right, please? Am I talking to you? So you must decide to keep that place. Marriage is honorable in all things, and the banner but don't defy. The woman has an adulteress, God will judge. Marriage. So, since you are not married, it is only marriage bed that is not defied. Any bed outside marriage is defied. Defined by, well, doesn't matter who is involved. It's defied. So, live a life that will totally exclude that. Because God wants you to please him in every stage. And that part of your life is also a time God is looking at to see how you can give him offering. Are you hearing me, please? Now, when you have settled that in your heart, and you know the person you are involved in also has that same sense, understanding, if you never had it that way right before, maybe it's not from your assembly, talk together, sit together, and talk together. Talk together. Hallelujah. Like I was saying before, the road to that is not a serious one. We know that if you have been really born again, it means that your seed inside of you does not want that life. It's clear. You want to work to please the Father. Okay. And you have also been developed in a healthy church life. It includes sincere love and affectionate love. Say affectionate. Say it again. Let me hear you, please. Say it again, please. I can't hear you. When you read the Bible, all the epistles, it litters the whole place. Let love be without dissimulation. Love the brethren affectionately. It's talking about warm love. When we say smile to people, we're not trying to make you feel, do a job of. It is normal for you, it is required of you to greet warmly. When you're not doing that, you are not infecting others with the love of God. We finish meeting. You are the first one outside there. And all of us that are playing here, cracking jokes, we are sinners. I was like that. I was so business-minded. In fact, all things I'm sharing with you, I never knew them for a long time. And I suffered for them. I went in the house, please. And so, you are not permitted to go through that kind of road. You should be safer than us. I play with ladies. I had sisters and like that. But in church, I come in. I was terribly timely bounded. My 24 hours is already planned. From this to this, this to this, that one 5 minutes. That one 10 minutes. That's the way it is. So when I come to church, a service of 9 o'clock, we'll take prayers by quarter to nine. I will come in just 8:30, 8:35. As I'm coming in, I'm going to the prayer room to pray. When I'm coming out, I come to lead pre-service prayers. When we start the prayer, after the pre-service prayer, we're going to worship. And we finish service. If no message or if no instruction is passed to him from the pastor, if it's evening service, 5 o'clock, come in 5:50. Anywhere I'll be walking there. I'll teach and teach and teach. I will not collapse. I wasn't living, I was dying. But life is not what you possess. Life is an essence of expression. Liberty to do right. That's life. You can be that systematic and so, yet you are dying. A man is not designed to live like that. Man is a spirit. If you keep time, yet there should be moments of freedom where you just allow things to play out. Life is like a fluid. When you pour it, you don't tell water. Only when I pour you a pot, no, it will just get there and take some shapes and divide and like that. It will meet again. Is that not right? So you compare life with a river. Water. And life should be like that. You are focused, you have purpose and whatever, yet you are fluidy. You can flow. So you cultivate that help, that nature. Okay? I went in the house, please. The first time you hold a lady, do not be when you get up from me. You should have to hold the lady like this and not collapse there. After all, you hold your sisters, don't you? If someone is talking with this way, what is it? That's why in some churches they make a law that during the process of preparing for marriage, you don't get close. You must never, meet. They are not too sure of, if you meet once, we can't guarantee escape. Yes. So the best thing is that we know that they normally Abraham and Sarah should be able to meet and talk together and play together. Huh? Only gap. You have an idea. I know you have an idea. You give a holy gap. Because it is simple thing that you are not healthy. Let's accept that we have through religion to cover, to cloak our weakness and inabilities. Are we right, please? I'm talking to a generation. Okay? If you live freely in the plain, you may not have to seek for a close place for an intimacy. Because you're already intimate to a dimension. Are we in the house, please? Am I with you in the house? I know our parents, they see a guy talking to their daughter of 12, and you know, maybe they come from school, and they mean two of them coming from school. Tola. Kill and so. Because truly speaking, the system we live in at is so terrible, and that children are not brought up healthy. Am I with you, please? Some of them cannot even sit and talk reasonable with a guy. And talk and be old. They die in their emotions when they're with ladies. How could you survive the time of taking a wife and not nearly collapse there? You will nearly die. If I thought you would escape it, you will escape it as a fire. Are we in the house, please? Are we right, please? And your conscience, you know you have not pleased God. When they judge your conscience, you know that you have told yourself some things are not like that, like that, like that. Okay? Many of the things that we fear there is because we do not get them naturally sound. Are we right, please? We don't have intimacy, we don't have friendship, we don't have closeness that are sound, that are healthy. So when we get one, we don't have the boundary. That space, God can help you to be free from infatuations. Are we right? That's why Paul wrote to Timothy, flee from youthful lust that entices the soul. The journey of sex is a road that you don't start. Because you don't know if you are going to return. Are we right? Am I talking to the house today? So don't try. Don't start it. Because if Joseph has tried some things, he will not be sure if that pregnancy is not his own. He won't be sure. But the lady will not even be sure is the Holy Ghost. I'm sure the Holy Ghost will not even come to that kind of place because of the sense there. He will not come there. He was sure that this is not mine. And the lady also knows there's no other place. This is of the Holy Ghost. Men are much more sexually. And that's why most of the time when things go wrong in a relationship, you don't blame the lady most of the time. You blame the man. Okay? If you are in a courtship or you are in the process of taking a wife and your lady is dressing in a way that is not making you balanced, you can tell her, improve on this. I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like this. You can talk together. Are we right? Am I talking to you? than pretending it doesn't matter. Yet that thing is killing you every moment. Each time you're together, you are not yourself. You should be healthy. You should be, you have the sense of balance to talk together and not have pulls that are with beyond sense of control or sense of healthiness. The way you are dressing, man, cover up. Everyone has a sister before. If you have been doing that before to your sisters, saying that in that process will not be strange. Am I with you, please? You should be able to say that to your sister. I like your clothes, but I just... It's not that you are judging her anyway. But we are helpers of ourselves. That does not mean that you are commanding her. But we can talk to ourselves. What we're saying is that, I have said it over here, our garden should be healthy. We should not have a sense of lot of struggle in our gathering. That does not involve now telling you exactly the length of your... That's not what I'm saying. Are we right, please? But we should be able to live together and be healthy. And I should not be looking away from a side in trying to maintain a balance. So when we gave instructions there on dressing things there, we are not trying to... It's not that we are not that well fashioned. I want you to look beautiful. But we also know some things are not sexually decent. Right? Am I with you, please? There are sexually sensitive parts of a woman that must be covered. And like we said, I was sharing in the last time, don't bust into our privacy anyhow. Give her our privacy. Our room is not your room. Your room is not our room. Don't keep a knife there. Imbibe cultures, things that does not even give any suggestive thing. Give no appearance of anything wrong. Is that difficult? 21st century. Is it difficult? Because you belong to a generation in which it's not only when you get married that you will show for God's praise. We are here together here. More than 80% of us are youths. Yet God's praise should be sounded here. So if the house is not healthy, what's the praise? We wait till next year when everybody's married. And let's see how many will be around and so we can have married there. So people use marriage to cover their weaknesses. I went in the house, please. But I see a generation where the youth are going to be built up, yet they will sing God's praise and the earth will hear them and obey them. Because they will respect them. They will honor their God. Not that my faith is my heart approach. I don't care what people say. I know my heart. You can't show for God's praise that way. Even when we have done it wrong, no problem, God can just adjust. But we must know that some things are not right. I always tell you, I accept God's truth. Like Paul said, from the inward man. I accept this is God's judgment. But I'm not there. Can you see now? Oh, wretched man I am. I should be there, I'm not there. But it's evil to cast God's judgment because I'm not there. It's evil. It's wicked to remove God's landmark because I'm not there. I not shift to my post. God's judgment must be alarmed. Even when we are dying, If we can't walk in it, there will be people that will hear it and say, yes, this is true. Are we right in the house, please? That's how to be a minister of the word of God. We must not preach ourselves. We must preach Christ. He's the standard. Hallelujah. Am I still together with you? Okay, maybe I hit somewhere, but we are together. We must love ourselves. Speaking the Lord, with the truth in love, may grow up to Him in all things. Let those periods be spent much more to prepare for the future. Hallelujah. Let's know our self-approach that we do. It's the source of most of the trouble we have. See, now let's spend time to know ourselves. No, it's because we have already shifted the post. The basic one you need for faith to take a step, you should have acquired before you started. Are we right, please? Are we right, please? The next part is the part that will play out by itself. And the much knowing you need later on will happen in marriage. There's something about knowing. And Adam knew his wife, not just the intercourse. You can't know her. Doesn't matter how much you try. That space is not made for you to know her. There's a place drafted where you can know her, and really you will know her. And she will know you. And she knew her wife. It's much more experiential knowing. Marriage is designed for knowing. Come on, say knowing. That's the bed designed for knowing. You will know, you will journey, and you will know and know. And you keep knowing. Until you leave this earth, you keep knowing. That's the truth about it. So I believe that when we get to the resurrection of the dead, you will still know her. It won't be kind of knowing anymore, but just more than you just know another sister as a Christian. You will know her. Though then it will not be for marriage. Because you have known yourself so much. Are we in the house, please? Am I still with you? I'm talking about preparing for marriage. Let me read this part of scriptures today. Before we read Psalm 19, let me just read some place to you. Because I know some people can leave here and will not read it. I know some people are also going to get this tape, this message, and want to read them. Let me read from scriptures. Romans, please. Let love be without dissimulation, pretension. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring, are you there? One, you should read with me now. Another, verse 17, he compares to no man evil for evil, provide things honest, where, I can't hear you, inside of God, all men. Paul said, I exercise myself often to have a good conscience before God and before men. When they start warning, when they get married, they didn't tell us so. They'll be saying in all the quarters around your house. And he didn't tell us he was married now. When did he get married? Don't mind them. Don't you know that? Don't you know their church? They go there. Anything goes there. See? You are the only one who knows your faith is in your heart. You are the only one who knows. Okay? Stand straight. Come on, say stand straight. Say it again, let me hear you. Stand straight. Stand straight. Don't use effort to carry your conscience. Stand straight. Let your conscience be able to stand straight. And it's by telling your conscience the truth. Once you, conscience is terrible. It's like a time. Once you set it in the wrong place, it will always give you wrong timing. You say it's not really wrong. You say it's not really. There are some craftings there. It depends on the way you see it. Righteousness should not be like that. Are you with me in the house, please? It should not be personal. You see, it depends on what the Holy Ghost is saying. What is the Holy Ghost saying? It's not saying to all of us. Tell me what the Holy Ghost is saying. It's saying to you that it's not saying to us. I'm saying this morning to save you. And to save you, not only you, to save your generation. Because you are a very tool in God's hand that is going to be sent forth to save this generation. They won't hear all those things you are trying to. You see, it's not really so. What is really? The way of the Lord must be plain and clear. Make it straight. Make it plain upon the tables. Write the vision. Make it plain. Let anyone who readeth it understand that he may run that readeth. Are you hearing me? Remove those parts of your conscience you have adjusted. Not really. And you know yourself. This is. Not really. Not really. Put your conscience where truth lies. Each time you do wrong, so you can fall and cry and repent. Psalm 19, and I'll round up today. I was talking about from proposal to taking a wife. This is a season for cleansing, for healing, for restoration, for building. Hallelujah. Psalm what? I have said to us, anything I say here, I say before the church, and I know there are people here that has stature in the spirit, judgments. I can check it up. And say to it, if you have questions, write them. Don't make it personal to you. Write them. And let's look at it. But I'm just saying to you that God wants to raise a standard that can save all his people. Hallelujah. Psalm 19. Let me read from verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord arise, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. Are you there, please? The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. Are you there? And in keeping of them, there is what? Say it again. There is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. You can remove that word faults there. From secrets. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright. I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the word. Come on, let's read that place together. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let's read again, please, together. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Lastly, please, Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. While we are going through all these places, God puts a demand. He wants to receive from us offerings. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, my intentions, let it be right by thy judgment, by thy truth, by thy law, by thy testimony. Let them be adjusted. Father, we thank you this morning. This is what we ask you for. Though you have already asked us that we should embrace this law. The law of the Lord is perfect. It's able to convert souls. If there's any soul the law is not converting, it's not the law, it is the soul that refuses the law. Every soul that embraces the law is able to convert the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure. It makes wise. It can guarantee the simple. It can give security to the simple. It does not matter how weak you are, how strong you are in yourself. No, the Lord does not need your strength or your weakness. He only needs your obedience. He's able to provide for you security. That when you have walked by this law, men will say how strong you are. They will not know it was the law of the Lord that kept you. This morning, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we just open up our hearts to you. We open up our conscience to you. To receive, not only for ourselves, even those who are married among us here, not only for ourselves, but for this generation. That we will have enough grace in our hearts to believe you, to receive you, and to walk by this. We pray this morning, Lord Jesus Christ. The world is confused. They are asking for this. They are asking for divinations to many things. Now it is only in Zion that right divination can proceed, O God, to all the nations of the earth. They have great expectation. They have tried their own system. It has fallen. It has failed over and over again. We are praying if time is counting on us, O God, like this. If destiny, if generations, if eternity is calling on us for a time like this, we just say that it behoves us right not to take this privilege for granted. We choose not to peddle your word. We choose not to mix it up. We choose not to lower your standard. We choose to cast it up. We choose to cast up the stones and the things that cause for stumbling. We choose to make a highway to Zion. It's a place that you have destined and also must arrive at. Because every soul is ought to sing the song of Zion. Until we can journey back there to Zion where the song of life is being raised. Where the song that man cannot sing is to be raised. When men ought to sing the song of life, the song of redemption. The song of the Lord. The song of the Redeemer. Now that's the place that we ought to make plain and make straight for men. Lord, we ask you this very time in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That the strength in our heart for this will be released upon this assembly together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, that you'll be known and you'll be made known while we live in this flesh in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Though we are young, but you can't much more on us. You remember David? You came to him when he was young. You remember Joseph? You came to him when he was wrong. You remember Timothy? You came to him when he was young. Even the Lord Jesus, our eternal pattern, he came to him when he was young. He wasn't a child when you came to him. You came to him. You came to him. And you came to all those people. They were able to maintain a stand with you and for you. And they defined a course. They shattered the pathway in their days. Up to now, we are looking up to those pathways they open up. We pray, Father, that while we are where we live here, a pathway will be left. A pathway will be left. A pathway in which the children coming at us will not ask where is the way. They will find the way of the Lord open. They will find it clear. And they will walk in it. They will bring nations with them. On that day shall come to pass that 10 men will hold the garment of him that is called a Jew. They will say, we want to go with you to the house of your Lord. We want to go, just take us to Zion to go and learn the law of the Lord your God. Because that love, it has made a difference in your life. You are a blessed seed. They will say together, we want to partake of the blessing that Zion has given to you. You are different from us. That's what we can't tell God for events of the days we live in. We must see this happen. It's your desire. And it becomes our eternal desire, Father. We thank you this morning. We give the glory back to you. We worship your name this morning.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadi by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.